Maseches Tanis, Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, 3-4. V'chein, yet another time where people immediately go to level 3 fasting and have shofar, etc. Ir sheyesh ba dever o mapolis, if a city has an epidemic or the buildings are collapsing. So let's talk about the building collapsing first. The building collapsing, we're talking about really where the buildings or the walls of the city are collapsing. And we're talking here about, according to Ritva, three different buildings. The point here is that you have what should have been strong, healthy walls and buildings which shouldn't have fallen down. But then sort of inexplicably they are falling down. And according to Ritva, you have three of them. So this is a sign that something is, you know, this is more of an unusual hashgacha from heaven and therefore needs a proper response. And therefore, we'll see that we're going to be misano masras, we'll fast, and also blow shofar. The reason why the calamity requires such a strong response, don't forget, says Tos Yontif, is you're going to have to, there's like rescue teams involved to save people. And this is just dangerous, right? It's dangerous that you have all of a sudden the buildings are falling and people are at risk. And the risk of life, then now we're having a calamity that requires not just fasting, but even the shofar blowing and all that includes. As for Dever, that's an epidemic. And it means that people are dying, not necessarily the dever of the ten plagues where you have animals dying. These are people dying. And the Mishnah will describe exactly how to define that in a few moments. But the din is, O Sa'ir, that city which has the epidemic or the inexplicably collapsing buildings and wall, Misano Misra'as, they will fast and also blow shofar. It wouldn't have been necessary even to say the fasting part, shofar would include that, were not for the fact that we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Akiva is going to argue and say you can't do one without the other. The neighboring cities will also fast, a minor fast, but they won't do shofar blowing, etc. The reason why, like the previous Mishnah, according to the Bar Tanura, is really they're potentially at risk as well. Of course, this thing could spread, and this problem could spread to them. According to others, they have to be mishtatef. They have to sort of help shoulder the burden and be mindful of the suffering of their fellow Jews. Rabbi Kiva Omer Masrios v'lo Misanos. He says no. Those neighboring cities who have not any immediate problem of epidemic or collapsing buildings, they need the wake up call. Therefore, they'll have the shofar blowing, but no fasting. Again, halacha be like Tanakama, that there's fasting with no shofar blowing. Now, Ezehu Dever, what constitutes an epidemic? Ir hamotzia chamesh mos ragli. If you have a city which has in it 500 able-bodied men, exactly what motzia is doing here is a machlokas here, but the word ragli, which are able-bodied men, I can't translate it better than that, really, is based on a pasuk, and that pasuk tells you that it's a pasuk in Shmos. It's a perikid based pasuk Lamed Zayin. It says that the Jews had kashay shemaos elef ragli hagvarim levad mitaf, that it's the men aside from the children. So here we're talking about able-bodied men. We're excluding children, women, and men over 60. So those are like men part of the standing army, or hypothetically could be part of a standing army. So if you have 500 of those, they should be healthy and well. And yet, v'yatzu mimeno shlosha meisim, from those 500, you have three people die, b'shlosha yamim ze'achar ze'ah, in three consecutive days, meaning one person dies on day one, at least a second person dies on a second day the next day, and a third person at least dies on the day after that, so three consecutive days, at least three people have died. Harei ze dever, that's an epidemic. Pachos mikan, if there are fewer than that many people dying, ein ze dever, that's not considered epidemic, and therefore, while terrible, of course, it doesn't require the full blown crisis mode of fasting and blowing shofar, etc. Now, the way this works is prorated. So if you have a city of 1,000 able-bodied men, then the numbers, you have to have two people dying per day for three consecutive days, etc. These halachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, indeed. It even brought down that if it's not Jews that are dying, but Gentiles in the town, similarly, you'd have to fast. And truth is, it says even if there are pigs that are dying, you'd have to fast because we're concerned that since pigs have certain physiological similarities to human beings, says the Gemara, they're bepping the case. If the pigs are dying, that could transmit to humans or spread to humans, they could die as well. Not talking about food at all here. We're talking about just, you know, disease in the livestock of the town that could spread to human beings and endanger them. So in those cases, we are required to immediately fast, and not just fast, but also blow shofar, etc.